from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up, what up? Hi, Courtney.
Hello.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Courtney. Hello, Wiggy.
What's good, Mike?
Curtis. Morning, Curtis.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Curtis, how are you?
All right. So.
I am.
A lot of runners left on base. I was pretty pissed yesterday.
It was. I got to tell you, it was weird this morning to not have Pudge running around in the office before the show started. And so we are all thinking of you, Curtis. We will all be nice to you today.
And for today only.
No. And for today only.
Yeah, sucked. We got a brief bit of good news Friday into Saturday, and then I Shime hopped in because I got a call to head over as soon as possible, so... But we're all here. We're doing well. Let's talk sports.
He was very lucky to have you.
Yeah. He was. Yes, he was. He was lucky to have you, Curtis.
Thank you. I'm lucky to have you guys. Love you all very much.
Well, I'm not so sure that I feel lucky about working with Wiggy. I spent a little bit of extra time with him this weekend on the vineyard.
Yes.
I will just tell you, I love Mr. and Mrs. Wiggins like they are siblings. However, I have discovered they are TMSI people, and that is too much sex information.
Oh,
as soon
you just learned that.
Didn't come from me though.
I just want to tell you that as soon as you start talking to them, they share a lot about what they are doing.
They come from me
in the after hours.
Oh, and it wasn't just all me.
But we had a blast.
We did.
Your first trip to the vineyard.
Yeah.
Overall, what do you give it grade wise?
It was a vibe, man. It was a movie.
Oh, it was a movie.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. excuse me. It was a good time. Shout out to Leon for showing us around, but the vibe was great. The food was spectacular. Shout out to our boy EBJ.
Yes.
But yeah, it was a nice little turn up.
Yeah.
And it was a short, quick weekend. Next time we'll go a little bit longer, but yeah, OB's where it's at.
No issues with the ferry going over?
No.
Going over and coming back?
Smooth sailing, man.
That was great. Okay.
Smooth sailing. Like,
that was great.
Yeah.
Did you christen any beaches?
No, because...
No, they didn't. I'll get it out. Get out of the way. They didn't christen any beaches because they had an outdoor shower. So,
that's pretty good.
As Wiggy felt the need to tell me immediately upon arrival on the island, as soon as they got there, they christened the outdoor shower.
Outdoor showers are elite.
In their Airbnb.
That's very nice.
Also, you too much information.
Well,
you
saying, talk, you talking outdoor about, showers are tremendous.
They are.
Yeah.
They hands are. Down.
The oh, best.
They're so good.
I guess a lot
Can
of people.
Can we get back to Pudge?
I guess a lot of people on the island have outdoor showers. Is it the island?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure. I didn't know if that was Nantucket's name.
No. Well, they both
what
are.
What in the world?
Man, I didn't know if they, you know, it was something else they called.
Yeah, outdoor showers, tremendous. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But anyway, it was great hanging out.
Had a blast.
I mean, kind of a dump that Ernie Bach has over there, but
not too bad.
It was
that thing is unbelievable.
Pretty and nice shack. He's got a beautiful shack right on the ocean.
Perfectly decorated. There is not one part of that house in the videos and photos I saw that I am not obsessed with.
Pictures don't do it justice.
Yeah.
And it's right on the harbor.
When you can say, hey, pull up, I'm on a boat. Don't worry about it. Just pocket out my dog.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Yeah,
and he's got the several different guest houses on the property.
Yes.
I think Carriage House would probably be good for us, but we'll take whatever is available.
Very generous host
is
what he is. So,
all right. Well, we got a lot to get to. It is our first Patriots preseason Monday, and that means we will be joined by Gerard Mayo at 8 or so. This morning,
so many questions.
You have a lot of questions for Gerard Mayo.
So many.
A lot of questions for Gerard Mayo. Before that, though, as a make good on Friday, we'll talk to Jelani Tavai at 7:30 on this morning show.
Mm-hmm. So, is anybody else nervous that 9 was too early and we're doing 7:30 today?
I'm hoping that he will be up and at this All morning,
right.
Curtis.
I like seven,
this is a real work day. That was after a game day.
Yeah. Right, that's a good point.
Absolutely. But your top three questions for Mayo?
Well, number one is obviously what went into the reasoning of not starting Drake May from jump. And then it seems like, based on some of the reports, we're still where he's not getting many reps with the ones. But they're saying he's making a ton of progress. So, you know, when are you going to make your decision on who's going to be starter week one? You know, so I think those are some of the questions. I mean, I think isn't that what we all want to know? What's going on down there with the quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, my number one question for him is from spring to now. During the springtime, he basically told everybody that Drake had a long way to go. Mm-hmm. You know, how far has he gone? Is he game ready in his eyes? Like, has he made that jump from spring to now where he feels comfortable with him out there?
I mean, I think the biggest story of the weekend, I'm surprised we haven't gotten to it, was the absolute performance of the ages for Mac Jones.
Oh, I was going to get to it. I was going to get to it in a minute, Curtis.
Oh.
I think an absolute dime, if we could call it that, Sean.
Don't get duped again, Greg. You got duped once. Don't get duped again.
Mac Jones for a touchdown, no less.
Didn't he have two
cutties? Good for him. For him in a preseason game. Greg, don't get duped again. I'm just warning you.
Well, he clearly isn't the third stringer. He started the whole first half.
Yeah, he is beating out C.J. Beathard. Good for him. As the backup quarterback in Jacksonville, I'm just saying, don't get duped again. You've already been duped once, all of you. Every single one of you were duped once. Don't do it again.
Okay.
He could be the Vikings starter by the end of the week.
Yeah, he's probably going to get traded if he continues to play well.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why wouldn't the Vikings be interested in him, Curtis?
You have the Kevin O'Connell, who I don't know the specific offense, but he was a guy that had time in Foxborough.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, J.J. McCarthy's done for the year. I would absolutely trade a fourth or fifth round pick for Mac Jones to be the starter.
You don't like Sam Darnold?
I probably like them both the same, but what the hell? I mean, it's worth a fifth round pick if the guy can help you win, you know, get back to the playoffs.
Or you pick up the phone and you call Brady.
Oh, God.
That'd be a great turnaround for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Trade a seventh-round pick for Mac Jones and then get a fifth back?
Yeah, not bad.
You might
be able to get something for him if he continues to play this well. I think teams will be knocking on his door.
Shime, I don't want to belabor the point, but you have to admit he has looked pretty good in preseason.
Yeah, that last game in particular, he looked really good in a preseason game. That's great. I'm happy for him.
I understand.
I hope
you talk a lot about how Drake May looks in preseason.
Yeah, but so Drake May hasn't played a single NFL actual game yet. I've seen 3 years of Mac Jones in the NFL, and I know all I need to know.
And Mac Jones led a team during the actual NFL regular season to the playoffs.
I've also seen him throw the worst interception in the quite possibly in the history of the National Football League.
Really? Really?
That Colts interception was abominable.
In the whole entire history of the league?
Yes.
Oh.
It's almost as bad as Dan Orlovsky running out of the back of the end zone. Oof.
Oh, what a weekend for Dan Orlovsky.
are you going all the way back to AFL only times?
I'm going back to like Fran Tarkenton. Okay. I'm going back to Johnny Unitas.
Leather helmets. You're going all the way back to leather helmets. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well. Dan Fouts was probably proud of that pick.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on the show this morning, and certainly cannot wait to speak for the first time in season, I guess, with Gerard Mayo.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
At about 8 on this morning's show. Before that, though, we will get to our leads coming up in about 10 minutes at 6:25. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And we will discuss who Peyton Manning has selected as his top 5 quarterbacks in the NFL, among other things, coming up at 7. News with Courtney, whenever we can get that in, maybe difficult at 7:45 because we have Jelani Tavai at 7:30, but we will get to the news. We got a lot to get to on that and a lot to get to with you this morning. So if you want to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. And right now, back with us after another wedding weekend, here is Courtney with what is trending.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. And before I get into sports, a warm good morning to Lauren and Catherine, who are at the wedding this weekend, came over, introduced themselves. They listen every morning on their way to work.
Really?
So very excited for them. And then a special welcome to Roger, who is listening for the first time this morning after meeting me at the wedding over the weekend.
Okay, wow. Roger.
Yeah.
So you met a bunch of new people.
Oh, well, no. Lauren and Catherine have been listening for a bit. Roger listened to a different show in the morning. He is making the switch today.
Oh, wow. Look at you. You are out there gaining audience one handshake or hug at a time.
Okay, always a hug.
Always a hug?
Yeah.
Did Roger linger on the hug?
No, Roger didn't linger.
Are you sure?
Yes, positive. Yeah.
All right.
The Sox dropped their last with the Orioles, splitting their four-game series with Baltimore. Cutter Crawford went 5 1/3, giving up 3 runs on 2 hits while striking out 4. The Sox now in Houston to take on the Astros tonight. First pitch at 8:10 with Tanner Houck taking the mound. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Caitlin Clark is adding to her record-breaking year after she broke the WNBA rookie season record for assists. She had 9 yesterday in the Fever's win over the Storm, so that brings her season total to 232. Hideki Matsuyama won the 2024 FedEx St. Jude Championship, ending with an even par 70, a two-shot victory over Xander Schauffele and Victor Hovland. Do you make any money on that, Sean?
No, I didn't. I got in on this late. I was going to bet Scheffler. I ended up not even betting it at all, and I'm kind of glad I didn't because Scheffler ended up not even coming close.
Pretty amazing win considering that he was robbed at the airport of his passport beforehand and wasn't certain he was even going to be able to get there.
I got to tell you, Greg, it's guys like that that make you believe in overcoming adversity. Like, you look back, Scotty wasn't able to overcome getting arrested, but Hideki can overcome just about anything.
Yes.
Yeah, the $3-plus million he just made off of that win will help with the wallet stolen.
Yeah, I think so.
Another good day from Drake May at practice yesterday, Shine. We'll hear from Jelani Tavai this morning at 7:30, Gerard Mayo during the 8 o'clock hour, and from Elliot Wolf during They Said It. Juwan Bentley and Josh Uche will be with Gresh and Hart today, and John Jones and Jacoby Brissett with the afternoon show. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Christian Fourier did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com.
Can you read anything into Jacoby Brissett being on the afternoon show this afternoon as QB1, or is that just...
They're going to play. He's starting week one.
Yeah.
And then I think Drake May, if Jacoby Brissett plays poorly, will start the home opener.
Okay.
That quick of a turnaround?
Wow, it's either going to be week two or week five.
I'm still holding out hope that Drake May is going to be the starter week one.
Me too.
I've given up.
Why have you given up?
Hope that it'll be starter week
Never
one.
Never give up, Wiggy.
The reports that out of practice yesterday is Drake May barely got any reps with the ones, right? So you just finish up a preseason game over, what was that, Thursday night?
Yeah, and Thursday night. Friday, Gerard Mayo said that it's a competition.
Right, and then Saturday, Sunday, and here it is Monday.
Yeah,
and
we still have another preseason game. So I'm not...
Yeah, but what is another how much do you think they're going to play in a preseason game?
All I've been told is that the quarterback situation, whoever they have on the show, is the quarterback, the number one quarterback that week.
Yeah, so, but this last preseason game, we all believe, is a nothing burger. Shout out to Curtis's doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it that he's still not getting reps with the ones?
That's a good question for Gerard Mayo.
If he's progressing well, you would think whoever was at practice yesterday for this report, or Saturday, whenever it was, would have said, hey, they're splitting reps. So I'm kind of in the camp of he won't start week one, but it'll be sometime.
Well, you will get to talk to Gerard Mayo about that very thing in an hour and a half.
Right.
And I, for one, cannot wait for that. So, all right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. I have a fun game I'm going to introduce briefly here. How much do you think it costs for a chicken finger basket, which had French fries, and a bottle of water at the Marshfield Fair?
I'm going to say $12.50.
I'm going to go lower. I'm going to say $9.20.
I would say it was $20.
$10.75.
$24.
All right.
That's more expensive than Fenway Park.
I got to give you credit, though. You guys were up in one of those risk-your-life rides at the Marshfield Fair, you and James.
Yeah. Well, I had to get we had to get some space and some time to do something outside of the house, and we went on that Ferris wheel 7 times. And let me tell you, when you get a bird's-eye view of Marshfield, you never want to go down. What a place. And thank you to the very nice listeners. Listeners of this show are vast and kind. I'll just say that. 68 degrees, cloudy skies, a little bit of rain this morning, afternoon high of 80.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.